This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
To quote the All-American Rejects, it ends tonight. And indeed, the Minnesota Twins losing streak, it ended tonight. The five-gamer is no more. Your Minnesota Twins defeat the Seattle Mariners 2-0. And for the next 30 minutes, my name is Chris Tubbs. I'm going to be talking some Minnesota Twins baseball, a much more jovial mood on Final Pitch. H. Lake is out taking care of some other things, but he'll be back in tomorrow. And well, I'm sure we'll talk some more Twins baseball tomorrow on the Lake Show. But for the next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about it. If you want to join me, 651-461-9226. Again, that is the WCCO radio talk and text line, 651-461-9226. That is the talk and text line, whichever one that you prefer. So many things that you can talk about when it comes to a 2-0 game. And I was amazed as I was listening to Gino wrap it up, and he was doing his Around the Bases segment to wrap up what they do on the network. It's kind of disgusting when you hear that this was the first game since May 17th, over a month, that a Twins pitcher has gone 6 scoreless innings. I think you can point to that right there and say that that is maybe the genesis of what we're dealing with when you're talking about the Minnesota Twins and all the struggles that they've had. Because during that 13-game winning streak in May, you were getting quality starts left and right. You were getting them from everybody. You needed someone to be the slump buster. I didn't realize how bad that was. I mean, that makes me feel a little bit dirty and a little bit icky in some ways to find that out. But when you're talking about where this team was at, losing 11 out of 12, and you look at all of the numbers, everything coming into this game, and Chris mentioned it early in the broadcast, everything feels like it's stacked against the Twins, and this is all they're doing. The Minnesota Twins have put themselves in this position with lackluster pitching and the inability to execute in big moments when it comes to hitting. During this 5-game losing streak, which, by the way, at home, which is even more concerning, this is what they were dealing with going into the game. The starters had an ERA of over 9.5. Batting average of 353. Man, that is Tony Gwynn, George Brett, Kirby Puckett territory. You're giving up a 353 average. OPS is 917. The Seattle lineup. This is a team that had won 8 out of 11. 47 runs in their previous 5 games. They were averaging over 9 runs per game. They had 14 home runs in that five-game stretch. And all of those games on the road. So you look at that. And this is why baseball can be an absolutely maddening, frustrating, beautiful game all at the same time. Because you see these numbers, and you know what you can do? You can look at them, but then there's one thing, just one thing that happens, and you take those numbers, and they don't mean bupkis. There was Joe Ryan tonight. Fantastic game. Fantastic game. We'll get to the box score here in a minute, but there's just a few things that I want to set up. As I was making my notes, and you've got George Kirby and Joe Ryan. George Kirby, not, you know, because of the injury, got a late start to the season. He is one of Seattle, like, they are one of the franchises, kind of like Oakland used to do, and Tampa Bay still does. There are certain organizations that will churn out fantastic starting pitching. I think the only one that's in the rotation that isn't homegrown, I believe, is Luis Castillo, who they got in a trade with Cincinnati. But when you're talking about George Kirby and Joe Ryan, these guys, you knew were going to come in, and this was not going to be a high-scoring game. You just kind of knew that. So the one thing for me, and we've seen this over the stretch of the last month, where the Twins, you look at just these terrible amount of runs that they've given up. You know, 14 to the A's back on the 5th, 16 to Texas, 16 to Texas, 10 to Houston, 17 Milwaukee. Got goose-egged by the Brewers on Saturday. Lose 9-8 to Milwaukee on Sunday. Monday, you get your doors blown off 11-2. And then you were down 5-0 in the third last night. You could not, absolutely, you could not get, you couldn't let this game get away from you early. And I just saw the text line. Someone, careful, don't make me turn off the station so I can listen to the All-American Rejects. Well, to quote them, the Twins gave the Mariners hell tonight. Okay? And they absolutely did. You can listen to the all, you can listen to a reject with me on the station. You can listen to the All-American Rejects later, but you can listen to the Tubbsy Reject right now. I mean, you can have a reject night here, Texter. So I appreciate you listening in. But I think the one thing, the Twins could not let this thing get away from them. I think that's you got to be able to keep yourself in the game because of the 6-run third on Monday, the 5-run third yesterday. And this kind of game, this is exactly what the doctor ordered. You don't have to put the pressure on the offense to score 6-plus runs to win a damn baseball game. You cannot get into a slow pitch softball game every time that you take the field. That is not sustainable. The Dodgers can't do that. The Padres can't do that. The Yankees can't do that. The Tigers can't do that. What makes you think that the Minnesota Twins are going to be able to do that? It's not sustainable. And I know that Henry has, you know, talked about it here on the show, and I think there's a validity to it to a point that the offense absolutely is going to have to carry this team, which we're the pitching staff right now, the way that it's at, I completely agree. But the problem is you can't expect your offense to go out there and put 6, 7, 8, 9 runs on the board every single night because your pitching staff, by the fourth inning, you're looking up and there's a couple of crooked numbers on the scoreboard. So this is the sort of game that the doctor ordered. This is how you are going to have to win games. And it kind of seems like it's out of the norm. One thing that they were able to do tonight, and you can look at everything that they've done before, they played with a lead. Joe Ryan got a lead. Now, granted, it was a little later in the game, but they did two things. They pitched with a lead, and they added on runs. And Carlos Correa talked about that after the game last night with the inability to add on after they scored their initial runs. They got it to 5-5. You had, I think, Matt Wallner at third base with a couple of outs. You did not execute. You could not, absolutely could not get an extra run in that potentially would have been that difference. Absolutely would have been that difference. Let's get into the box score of tonight's game. Now, Twins, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. Talk about that in a minute. Seattle, 0 runs, 3 hits, 0 errors. When you're not playing good baseball, everything is magnified. And Danny's talked about it. Chris has talked about it. I'm sure, you know, Corey and Trevor and Justin, everybody on the TV side, you just can't have those games where you give them extra outs. You just, you cannot do that. This team is not in a position where you can overcome bad defense. And I mean, let's be honest, pitching and defense, that travels. This was just one of those nights that the Twins were able to get away with having those 2 errors. As for the individual box score, nothing really sexy, which, you know what, it's okay. Byron Buxton, 1 for 4. Willie Castro had that big hit in the 6th inning. Get to that here in a minute. But it was Joe Ryan and George Kirby. I mean, one of the reasons why this game was only, you know, a little over 2 hours. Joe Ryan, 6 innings, 3 hits, 0 runs, 0 walks. By the way, 0 walks, 8 strikeouts, 93 pitches. Really good outing for Joe Ryan. I did get a little worried in that 2nd inning when he got into a little bit of trouble because there were runners on in the 1st and the 2nd and the 4th. Because Raley reached on that Clemens error, Solano had the fielder's choice. Now, it would have been a ground ball to the shortstop, would have been a 6-3 put out. Cole Young had that single with 2 on and 2 out. And then Mastroboni, the number 9 hitter, really battled on a full count and eventually struck out. That is an inning that if Mastroboni reaches and you flip over the lineup to J.P. Crawford, we may be having a completely different conversation when it comes to what happened tonight. But after that, Joe Ryan seemed to settle down, and you were able to get a quality start out of him with the 6th inning. George Kirby on the other side, really, really good as well. Gave up 3 hits, the 1 run, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He had 90 pitches. Tough luck loser with 1 and 4. So there is your Minnesota Twins. And yeah, the errors, they're messy too. The errors are very messy. I guess that's why they call it an error. I mean, I don't know that I've ever heard of an error that has been nice and tidy and you're all, hey, you know what? Guess what? That was an E4. Job, buddy. Job. That was a really good looking botch you had there. That was awesome. This team has just got to play cleaner baseball. You got to play better baseball. I don't know if this is the beginning of something, but one thing that we do know is it was the end of something. It was the end of the 5-game losing streak. And I believe The Rock said it best.
Finally!
Yes, finally, your Minnesota Twins are back in the win column with a 2-0 win over the Seattle Mariners. 651-461-9226. That is the WCCO radio talk and text line. I'll get into kind of some bigger points of what happened in this game. And then also, my question of the night. It might be more rhetorical, but it really got me thinking. And it's about Cody Clemens. And we'll get into that next, as this is Final Pitch. Chris Tubbs in for Henry Lake here at Newstalk 830 WCCO.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back into Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Your Minnesota Twins defeat the Seattle Mariners by a score of 2-0. And I guess that we can just move along with that losing streak because, you know what? Swing, swing, Cody Clemens. That was your, that was a big run, man. Let's just be honest. When Cody Clemens hit that home run, didn't it just feel like it was more than a 2-0 lead? It just kind of felt that way to me, right? Like, they don't have, you just get the sense that the Twins are playing with a razor-thin margin. And if you're playing with that razor-thin margin, the problem is you just don't allow yourself any wiggle room, any flexibility, like we saw last night. One thing I do want to ask, and here's my question of the night. Now, and again, maybe this is just something that's more rhetorical. Cody Clemens, he's one of these guys that you know, drafted by Detroit, went to Philadelphia, released, and then the Twins picked him up. And I know that their, you know, fans can have their consternation about, you know, their cheap poll ads, not going to make any moves, this, that, and the other. Sometimes the in-season moves for guys that are released, it's just so hard to find somebody that can come in and make an impact the way that Cody Clemens has done. When is the last time that the Twins have been able to take a free agent, maybe a third of the way through the season, incorporate them into the team, and have them be an instrumental piece to what this team is doing? Because Cody Clemens from Philadelphia, you look at the numbers, okay, they weren't great, but he really was not given a whole lot of regular at-bats with the Phillies. And that's one of the reasons why I think that there was no room for him in the Philadelphia organization. But he comes here, and you look at the numbers, and the numbers overall, a .216 batting average, okay, it's not impressive. But I think the impact that Cody Clemens has made, you look at that .216 batting average, and I think you can throw that out the window. I think you can absolutely throw that batting average out the window because he's got a career high in on-base percentage. He's already tied his career high with home runs with 18 RBIs. And I think just the swings that he's had and when he has had them, I think has really helped this team. I'm not saying that he's a difference maker, but I just don't think even with some of those slumps, and everybody's gone through slumps. Everybody on this team has gone through some slumps. I just feel like Cody Clemens, since becoming a member of the Minnesota Twins, has provided a spark that this team has needed at a time that they have needed it. It is so hard to get somebody off of the street, plug them into the lineup, and expect them to not be a liability. And Cody Clemens, so far in his brief tenure in Minnesota, I don't think you look at the batting average. I think that's very misleading. You look at everything else, and I think as of right now, the Twins have to be very, very happy with what they've seen out of Cody Clemens. Now, let's get to some of the other things that had happened, actually, through this game tonight. It looked like it was going to be a bad night early for Joe Ryan, because in the top of the first, Julio Rodriguez hit by the pitch in a stolen base. Okay, you got Julio Rodriguez at second base with one out. And then you get Cal Raleigh, who I think has hit like 90 home runs so far this year. I mean, by the way, the name, how badass is the name, the Big Dumper? Like, I don't even know how he got that name, and I don't dare ask because I kind of don't want to know. But Cal Raleigh has just been, as the kids would say, he's a wagon. Absolute wagon. Struck out three times tonight. That could have been a very rough start for Joe Ryan, but he was able to get out of it. Seattle, guys on base in the first, second, and the fourth. So Joe Ryan able to work out of a little bit of a jam. I think one thing that the Twins did as well tonight, they did a good job of not allowing a leadoff runner to get into scoring position outside of that first inning. There are going to be three instances that I'm going to talk about here. Number one, in the top of the fourth, Randy Rosarena. Now, I know not a leadoff, but it was a one-out single. And he was caught stealing. And the reason that that's important is because Luke Rayleigh reached on an E3 on a ball that just went under Ty France's glove, which is, I mean, Ty France has had a really good year in terms of just fielding the baseball. But that was just one that got underneath Ty France's glove, and he could not make the play. Second error of the night for the Minnesota Twins. That could have ended up being something that really affected this team, but it did not. So you're able to battle around it there. And then the next inning, top of the fifth, Julio Rodriguez, the infield single. Carlos Correa ate that ball. Wise choice by Carlos Correa. Now, it's gutsy when you're going to have somebody on with Cal Raleigh. Now, he struck out, his third strikeout of the game. That was the first out. And then Jorge Polanco, grounded into the 4-6-3 double play. And then the top of the seventh. Here's one thing. The bottom of the sixth, I'll get into that in a minute, but the top of the seventh, again, preventing Seattle from getting a runner in scoring position by getting the lead runner. Now, this was a Louis Varland inning, a Rosarena with the leadoff walk. Cal Raleigh ran the count full and then struck out. And then you had Canzone with a fielder's choice, and then Young also retired when they went to get the lead runner. To me, that is an underappreciated part of the defense. When you are in a low-scoring game and you are not winning games, you have to allow yourself as many opportunities to prevent the team from getting another runner in scoring position that could tie or take the lead, and that's exactly what happened. Now, bottom of the sixth. Going to go back half inning. Byron Buxton, the one-out single. Trevor Larnach, ground out to the first baseman, three unassisted, Buck over to second base. Willie Castro, who's been battling that sore wrist, and it's nice to see Willie back in the lineup. He was behind 0-2 in the count and an eight-pitch at-bat. Eight-pitch at-bat for Willie Castro. That single scored Byron Buxton, and I just felt like there was a little bit of weight that was taken off of everybody's shoulders. And then, bottom of the seventh, Cody Clemens, solo shot going the other way, and that's your ballgame by score of 2-0. Before I get to who cooked tonight, one thing that I noticed tonight, and I don't know if it was intentional by Rocco. If it was, I think it was well played by the Twins manager. Last night, when you look at how that game transpired, you get yourself squared up at 5. Louis Varland, Griffin Jacks, Brock Stewart, and Johan Duran all pitched an inning. Now, Brock Stewart did not pitch tonight because you got 6 out of Joe Ryan. But you ran back Louis Varland, Griffin Jacks, and Duran. You ran it back in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And what do? You got 3 scoreless innings with 1 walk issued by Varland. That was the leadoff to a Rosarena. And 1 strikeout for each of them. 9-pitch innings for Griffin Jacks and Johan Duran. I thought it was, and the game allowed you to do it. But to be able to run those 3 guys back, what do they say? We're going to run it back. You ran it back, and especially for Duran, you know that he didn't feel good after the game last night. Because the Polanco hit by pitch on an 0-2, and then your 0-2 to Julio Rodriguez, and I don't know if it was the pitch selection. I know it certainly wasn't the location, because they talked about it after the game. Rodriguez with the sac fly, that was the difference maker. But to get him back out there tonight and show him that you are still our guy, and it's an experience. You guys, we all know it is an experience when he gets the baseball. At the end of the day, Duran's your guy. You were able to run it back 7th, 8th, and 9th. And this is about the best box score that you could hope for if you're the Minnesota Twins. 3-hit shutout over the Seattle Mariners. Before we get to the final segment, we got to find out who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike 3, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
And when you're not going good, you're not going good. And the Twins have not been going good because of their starting pitching. But you know what? Tonight, you were going good, and it's because of the guy on the mound, Joe Ryan. 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 8 strikeouts, 93 pitches, 61 of those strikes. He's now got an ERA, continues to lower underneath 3. And I will say, I do agree with the broadcast. I do think that Joe Ryan, it won't be in a starter's role, but I do think that Joe Ryan should be in Atlanta. Byron Buxton should be a starter in Atlanta. I don't know if he's going to be voted in, but I do think that those guys, at minimum, should be in Atlanta. And, oh, by the way, one guy that will be in Atlanta, it'll be Cal Raleigh, but Joe Ryan got him not once, not twice, but thrice tonight. Sit down, big dumper, 3 times.
2 balls, 2 strikes, runner at second, 1 out. And the pitch is taken in there for a called strike 3.
Here's the 1-2.
And it's in there for a called strike 3. Nasty little pitch on the inside corner.
Not running, 2-2 pitch. Swung on a miss, got him. Nice job. Ryan came after him with a fastball inside. And Raleigh, 3 strikeout night.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're not going to get him three times very often, but doggone it, when you do, feels pretty doggone good. Take a break when I come back. Oh, so many highlights to get to in a 2-0 game. Nah, I'm just kidding. But you know what? They're good highlights because they're Twins highlights. I get to them next. This is Final Pitch. Chris Tubbs in for Henry Lake here in Newstalk 830 WCCO. Welcome into Final Pitch. Newstalk 830 WCCO. Your Minnesota Twins snapped their 5-game losing streak. They look to split the series with the Seattle Mariners. Tomorrow, weather permitting, 11:30 a.m. is the pregame show lineup card with Gino and John Vitas. Then 12:10, first pitch, Simeon Woods Richardson and Emerson Hancock. These scheduled again, weather permitting, tomorrow. I was really happy that we were able to get the game in today because I was a little nervous that maybe we were not going to be able to get it after the monsoon, but I'll be damned. You look, and it's almost like the baseball gods wanted this game to happen tonight because it was pouring all day. And then about 5:30, 6 o'clock, starts to slowly clear out, and we've got this window. We got the game in. Game was tidy, 2 hours and 14 minutes. And now we're going to have some more weather rolling in, but at least we were able to get the game in. Your Minnesota Twins defeat the Seattle Mariners by a score of 2-0. Let's take a look at the American League Central standings. Detroit lost today. They got shut out by the Oakland A's. My goodness, it's like I have to put a dollar in the swear jar every time that I say that. Tigers got shut out by the Sacramento Reno Traveling A Show, 3-0. So the Tigers, they are 50-31. Still the best team in the American League, and I don't think they have to worry about anybody challenging them in the American League Central as of right now. Cleveland won today, and they defeated Tampa Bay. So Cleveland, they are 8.5 games out of first place in the Central. Royals have now lost 4 in a row. The Twins in Kansas City, 38-42, both 4 games under 500, both 11.5 games behind the Motor City Kitties. Let's take a look at the wild card standings as they are now. Now, Seattle currently in the third wild card spot. The Twins did gain a game, as they are 3.5 games out of the wild card spot. Tampa Bay, they are 3.5 games clear of the 3 spot. Toronto and Seattle, the other 2 wild cards. But the Twins, 3.5 games out of that wild card spot. They are chasing Cleveland, L.A., Texas, Boston, and, of course, tied with Kansas City. All of those teams within 3.5 games of the wild card spot. So I guess if there's a good thing about the Twins' struggles, I guess the scoreboard watching, we're going to be rooting against a lot of teams for a good majority of this summer. Let's go ahead and get into these post-game highlights. And, you know, really, first of all, Willie Castro, well, he got the party started in the sixth.
Setting up inside, way inside. And there's a line drive. Base hit into right field. Buck around third. He'll score easily. And the Twins lead 1-0.
All right, 1-0. Minnesota Twins lead. Then in the bottom of the seventh inning, Cody Clemens. He goes yard.
Now it's Clemens. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left center field for Clemens. A Rosarena racing after it. Rodriguez is there. They won't get it. It's gone. It's a home run for Cody Clemens. Number 9 for Clemens. He'll take a lap, and the Twins lead 2-0.
And that is all the scoring that the Minnesota Twins needed. You know what? Let's get the final out of the game just because it's really nice to hear a fun highlight when the Twins win.
Pitch swung on and hit off the mound. Scoop to Clemens. Cody's got it. Throws to first, and the Twins win. The Twins win 2-0, and the Twins will shake hands at Target Field and snap a 5-game losing streak.
So, yes, indeed, the losing streak is over. Let's head to the clubhouse. Let's talk about Cody Clemens. And, Cody, man, you guys needed that win. And, man, did Joe Ryan ever come through?
Yeah, we needed it. I mean, it's been weird. Like, we won't hit and we'll have pitching, and then we won't have the pitching and we'll hit. So, like, it's been weird. Sometimes baseball goes that way. Honestly, tonight we didn't really hit. But we had Joe to carry us late, and we scratched a couple runs across. So, you know, we need to get back to where everything's firing on all cylinders and everyone's rolling, and that's where we'll win a lot more ball games.
Yeah, and of course you heard in the previous segment, Joe Ryan was who cooked tonight. By the way, that was brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now. It's chefiq.com. I got mine. Actually, my 14-year-old loves it. Soon to be 15. She'll be 15 on Monday. She loves it. So if you're looking for something to bond with your teenager, especially your teenage daughter, go ahead and get a wireless thermostat because it is the thermometer. It is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And we love it. Let's get to a couple of comments from Rocco Baldelli. First of all, talked about those errors and Rocco, I mean, you got to admit, Joe did a good job pitching around those miscues.
Yeah, it's huge, and we were talking about it on the bench, too. And to be able to just lock in on, we talked about it, what he can control. What can Joe control right there? He can just keep making good pitches. Sometimes there are going to be errors. Sometimes you're going to have to pitch around things. He didn't look frazzled in any way. He just looked very relaxed, and he just kept doing a good job. He made a lot of good pitches. The stuff was good. It didn't really change throughout the game. It looked just solid throughout.
And finally, Rocco, it's amazing how when you pitch well, you have a better chance to win a baseball game. But, man, pitching, it's a great formula tonight, how it worked out.
It's exactly what you're looking for. Joe Ryan, excellent start. We talk about him just attacking them with good pitches in the zone. He had everything working well today. He did his job very, very well. Our bullpen that came in after him was lights out. It's a great formula. Doesn't get much better than that.
No, it does not. The box score looks good from the pitching side. Twins win. Snap that 5-game losing streak. They look to split the series in just a little over 12 hours. 13 hours from now, we're going to have the pregame, weather permitting, between the Twins and the Seattle Mariners. Again, Emerson Hancock is going to be going for the Seattle Mariners. Simeon Woods Richardson. I'll be very curious to see how let's see if pitching is contagious. Let's see how one can follow up another, because that's how that 13-game winning streak, that's what happened. Guys just kept building and building and building. This is the best start that you've had in over a month. And let's see if Simeon can keep it going tomorrow. 11:30 pregame, 12:10 first pitch. I will be back in with H. Lake tomorrow night for the Lake Show. Until then, enjoy the night. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.